When President Trump took office, he vowed to carry out the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history. Amid recent reports of visa and green card holders who've been detained, some international musicians have called off their plans to tour in the U.S. Nastya Voinovskaya of member station KQED has more.
It's not as simple as either or. I am both and I'm more.
Canadian singer-songwriter Bells Larson was preparing to head out on an American tour when U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement posted a policy update that it only recognizes two sexes, male and female, as assigned at birth. Larson's new album chronicles his transition, and he had already changed the gender marker on his passport. After seeking legal advice, he realized he had no choice but to cancel his U.S. concerts.
It's really heartbreaking.
Larson isn't the only one. Earlier this month in Chicago, a Latin music festival starring Mexican hitmakers Grupo Firme was canceled because of uncertainty surrounding artist visas. Attorney Matthew Covey leads a firm that assists thousands of international artists with visa applications each year. He says aggressive immigration enforcement has put the culture sector on edge.
We are seeing record numbers of artists who are partway into the process deciding, you know what, I think I'm not going to do this tour this year.
Touring the U.S. was already complicated for foreign musicians before Trump took office. Securing an artist visa takes months and can easily cost $10,000. Even when an artist does secure a visa, it's not guaranteed that border officials will let them into the U.S. Alistair Elliott is the vice president from Canada at the American Federation of Musicians.
Under the Trump administration, with different policy changes and directives, I think it's fair to say that some individual immigration officers may take liberties with the latitude that they have.
Some artists have canceled U.S. tours out of political concerns, including German violinist Christian Tetzlaff. Rock superstar Neil Young, who's from Canada and became a U.S. citizen in 2020, wrote on his website that he's worried he won't be let back into the U.S. because of his criticisms of the president. Customs and Border Protection told NPR in a statement that the agency doesn't retaliate against people for political views. Despite these challenges, Grzegorz Kwiatkowski of Polish rock band Trupa Trupa says he's determined to play in the U.S.
My activism, Trupa Trupa music, is not only about political terror and fascism, but it's also about beauty. And I think that the beauty and art is giving people hope.
As the situation evolves, international artists must weigh difficult trade-offs if they hope to access the world's largest live music market. For NPR News, I'm Nastya Voinovskaya.